Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Autism and Scouting Radio, your source for acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment within the Autism and Asperger's Scouting communities. Our show will be starting shortly. To listen to archives of previous broadcasts, visit www.autismempowerment.org and click on the Autism and Scouting or Autism Empowerment Radio tab. As a nonprofit charity, we rely on public generosity to fund our programs, special events, support services, and radio broadcasting. Thank you for considering a tax-deductible donation today. Our show is now beginning.
Hello, and welcome back to Autism and Scouting Radio. My name is John Krater, and I will be your host today. Autism and Scouting Radio is a part of the Autism Scouting program, and this is one of the core programs brought to you by Autism Empowerment. To get more information about Autism Empowerment and the Autism and Scouting program after the broadcast, please visit www.autismempowerment.org. You can join us there on Facebook, Twitter, and a whole bunch of variety of other social media ways. In the upcoming months, there's going to be some additional multimedia things that are coming your way, so look forward to that as well. If you're interested in the upcoming broadcast or listening to any of the previous broadcasts in archive, via podcast, or via iTunes, you can get all of that information there as well. This has been just an incredible year. We now have over 10,000 listens to our podcast or iTunes broadcast, if you will, whichever way you're listening, and that's just in the past couple months. Each week, it just seems to be adding more and more listens, and we're reaching a lot more people. But we can even do more. We're looking to expand our programs in all aspects of the Autism and Scouting program, as well as at Autism Empowerment. There's some exciting new programs coming out in 2013, so look forward to that. As we're reaching the end of the year, this is a great time to consider a tax-deductible donation to Autism Empowerment, which is a 503C nonprofit, and your donation will go directly to impact the changing the culture within the autism movement. You can make the donation directly at Autism Empowerment website at, again, www.autismempowerment.org. I sure thought 2012 was a huge year for Autism and Scouting program, but we have some really incredible things coming down the pipeline in 2013. So look forward to some real exciting news. And just in the next couple of weeks, we have some really exciting news to share. We can't make an official announcement yet, but there's some real exciting stuff coming. A couple more things before we get to our guest today. We have a couple more weeks left in the year, and we have a couple more guests left. We're going to bring back Tiger Cub Ryan, who is on the show earlier in the year. He's going to come back on with his mom, and we're going to talk about how his year is going so far. And we're also going to do an end-of-the-year report for the Autism Scouting Program. So look forward to that towards the end of the month. I'm starting to schedule now into January and even into February, so if you have any interesting stories or something that you'd like to share, please let us know, and we'd be more than happy to schedule you and talk to you about what you'd like to share. One last thing before we get started, I want to say a huge thank you to our last guest, Joey. I know many times I say, if you haven't heard the last show, you need to go back and listen to it. But for this one, really, you need to go back and listen to Joey. Joey is an Eagle Scout with Asperger's, and he just had his Eagle Court of Honor last Saturday. It was Saturday, December 8th, and he's an amazing young man who's really making an impact both in the autism community and in the scouting community, both. So you want to go back and listen to what he's doing. He's doing some mentoring. He really has some great things ahead of him as far as being a leader, and looking forward to a lot of great things from him. I'm not sure what it is about the Denver area, but it's really producing some amazing amount of leadership when it comes to autism awareness within the scouting ranks. maybe the crisp, clean air, might be the Rocky Mountains, the water, whatever it is, Denver really has been producing some outstanding leaders. We're happy to have one of those leaders on the air today. Don Cromwell is one of those leaders who's emerging by promoting education and leadership when working with scouts who are on the autism spectrum. This past fall, she recently took the Boy Scouts Advanced Leadership course called Wood Badge, and we're going to be talking about that a little bit. And we'll be talking to her about the course and how that can help spread autism awareness among leaders and promote acceptance among the ranks within the scouting. We'll also be talking to her about her story with her son who has Asperger's. So let's bring her on the air. Welcome, Dawn.
Hello, John. Thank you for having me on today.
Oh, you're more than welcome. It's something about Denver with all of the wonderful leaders that are emerging out there. So we're happy to have you.
Glad to be part of it.
Okay, well, this is kind of a standard question that I always ask one of our new guests, is that scouters have a lot of different areas of passion. The big push now is STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. Some people go old school and really support the old traditions of hiking and camping. Why is your focus on special needs?
My focus has come about because of our journey with my own son, Alex. Alex has gone through the scouting program and has been trying to follow in his grandfather's footsteps, who was an Eagle Scout. So it's been a big part of our family's history. The scouting program has been a really helpful influence to Alex. Through the Asperger's and such, Boy Scouts has given Alex a safe, a character-oriented environment to work on issues such as effectively interacting with people, dealing with situations outside his comfort zone, and learning how to make and meet goals. And we just like the Boy Scouts' character and faith-driven background, but we've had some real difficulties within the program too. And so my goal is to help bring more awareness of Asperger's, autism-related spectrum disorders, to help it be a more successful program for guys like mine who are having trouble with it.
Now, how old is Alex right now?
He is 17 right now. We're senior year of high school, homeschool, and he is, after our podcast today, we are going down to get the driver's license test. So time is going by quick. It is a big day here.
So how long has Alex been in the scouting program? When did he first join?
He just joined about a decade ago. He started in as a bear cub with Cub Scouts and has worked his way up. We've changed states and changed packs and troops over the years, but he's stuck with it.
Well, that's pretty good, because a lot of times when there's changes, especially with kids on the spectrum, that can really throw kids off quite a bit.
It does create some real challenges, and the moves and such have been stressful to Alex, but I've been really impressed with how he steps up and keeps moving forward despite the difficulties.
Now, Alex started. How did he do in Cub Scouts as far as the interacting with other boys and just that whole program? How did he do during those years?
I like to joke that Alex would love Boy Scouts if it weren't for Boy Scouts. He does enjoy being around the other boys, but like a lot of our guys, he's always had trouble with the noise, the chaos, so I've always been there to be his shadow and his interpreter, if you will, as well as his advocate. So he enjoys it. He likes doing the different activities, especially in Cub Scouts. He won the Rain Gutter Regatta, and of course enjoyed doing Pinewood Derby and the I forget what the name of the spaceship one is.
But Rocket he liked Derby?
The Rocket Derby, yes, and doing those projects. And really it was a a great place for him to really meet and interact with other boys in a good environment. At that point, he was still in regular school, and, you know, being in Cub Scouts gave him a place where he could be more successful being with other kids.
Now, what were some of his challenges, either in Boy Scouts or Cub Scouts?
One of the main problems that we've had, the challenges, are, you know, just the loudness and the chaos. We are in a very large troop. We rechartered last year with about 90 boys. We've,
wow.
Through attrition, and we've had a lot of people eagling out and aging out this year. We're down to about 75, I believe. We're just starting recharter process now, so I'm starting to get those forms in. We generally have about 40 boys per troop meeting, and since it is boy-led, our leaders try to do a good job at being there and guiding the leaders, but leaving them to do their job, you know, the boy leaders. And so with so many younger scouts who have come in, especially over the last 2 years, to swell our ranks, it's very loud, very chaotic. And unfortunately, we're starting to see a lot more scouts who do not live by the scout code. They wear the uniform, they show up to troop meetings, but we're having bad language issues, which really, really upsets Alex. We have experienced some bullying. For Alex, he really, really wants to succeed in the Boy Scout program. He loves the concept of scouts and character, and he knows and lives by that. And so one of the greatest struggles for him has been seeing boys who are not acting according to the scout law and the scout oath. And his inability to deal with that and come to terms with it has been a real source of frustration for him.
That makes a lot of sense, because I know with my sons, rules and structure are very important. And when you're given a set of instructions or a set of rules to live by, and then you see people not emulating those types of things, that can be very confusing a lot of times. It's like, why are you saying one thing but not acting the way you're saying?
Exactly. And I know that your Eagle Scout Joey, you interviewed last week, brought that up right at the beginning of his interview as something that he had struggled with throughout his time. And that was very affirming to Alex to hear that, because he is right now the only person in his troop who has Asperger's, you know, that we know of. And so feels very...
That you know of.
Well, the only, you know, diagnosed, you know, person.
Right.
But, you know, it's hard for him to feel like an outsider and to feel like he's, you know, he's been called a freak. He's been, you know, yelled at. And then when he gets frustrated, he ends up yelling back and saying things that are not scout-like himself. And so it can be very difficult, of course.
Joey definitely had a big challenge, because he was facing the bullying both from other scouts and also scout leaders. And so he kind of, it was really challenging for him as well. And just let Alex know that he's not alone. It's very common. And it's one of those things that we're trying to change as far as the culture, as far as that's concerned. So we'd love to hook maybe Alex and Joey up. That might be a good connection as well. So you went to something called Wood Badge. Can you explain to our listeners what Wood Badge is?
Certainly. Wood Badge is an intense leadership training. It covers 2 weekends with an off weekend in between. And you go to one of the local Boy Scout camps. For example, being here in the Rocky Mountains has its advantages in Boy Scouts. So we were up in the Indian Peaks Wilderness at Camp Tahosa. The first weekend is a lot of classroom training, and you emulate the journey of the boy through scouting through a condensed period of time. When you first show up, you are put into a, quote, Cub Scout pack. Within that pack, you have to put together, you know, it's a fun time, like Cub Scouts is. We ended up even putting together centerpieces for a blue and gold dinner, and bonded within our little pack, and then you move on, and we have a crossover ceremony, and then are put into our Boy Scout troop and into our patrols. And just like with Cub Scout transition, you're not necessarily with the same people you were in your pack with. Then you move forward, and you really learn a lot of, you know, they try to make it so that you get to see scouting from the boys' point of view on this first weekend, as well as learning a lot of outdoor skills and leadership, things like active listening, reflective communication, these sorts of things. The second weekend focuses more on the outdoor program. You camp with your patrol, cook all of your meals together. The first weekend we were fed and taken care of, and it was very nice. And the second weekend we were camping as a patrol, which was a lot of fun. Think of it as it was one of the most positive and fulfilling experiences I've ever had a chance to be a part of. And if you have the opportunity, I'd highly recommend it. Think of being with the top people in scouting. Think of being out in the mountains with 50 to 100 people who all live their daily lives by the scout code and the scout law and are so committed to that that they want to take it to this next level so that they can benefit scouting as a whole going forward, so they can be not only better leaders for their troops, but also expand and evolve the program, you know, within their region, some nationally. We'll get on to the ticket items that talk about that part of it.
So what's a ticket? After the training is over, what's the process to complete the course? That's actually probably a better question.
No, that's very well worded. To complete the course, you have to complete 5 what are called ticket items. And the ticket items are long-term goals that are going to be a benefit to scouting, to you personally. For example, you need to come up with a ticket item that involves, I'm losing the word, but inclusiveness, awareness. So, for example,
right.
So one of, you know, diversity, making scouting available to a broader base. One would be you can have a personal ticket, be it a career or a fitness goal or something along those lines, something to benefit your personal troop. These are the kinds of things that you need to actually write it up as far as in the form of a SMART goal. Turn it into your troop guide. You have a troop guide assigned to your patrol. And then you have 18 months to complete your ticket items. Once you've completed all 5 ticket items, then you are considered an official graduate of the course. And I kind of look at it as the Eagle Scout project for adults. We have our long-term goals that we need to write out, to make a plan for completing, and, you know, to benefit the community.
Now, as far as the going back to the one that's inclusive or for diversity, you wanted to specifically do something that would address autism awareness or an Asperger's awareness, correct?
Right. Based on Alex's experiences within scouting, the good and the bad and his struggles, we found that it really helps, of course, to have leaders who are on board, who are open to understanding what's going on with the Asperger's and the autism spectrum kids. They're not bad kids. They're not trying to act out. They cannot put that wedge of thought between action and reaction sometimes. But if you're willing to work with them, to structure the troop activities, to have somebody, you know, to either shadow them, to pick out the trustworthy people that they can go to if they're having a problem. You know, you can help these guys succeed and enjoy scouting. And so one of my ticket items is to put together a training program for leaders in our community specifically designed to making them aware of Asperger's and autism spectrum disorders and what it is, how to deal with it, how to make this a fun and successful program for these guys. Because all the Scoutmasters I've met honestly want these guys to succeed. But we all, you know, as a parent, and I'm with him 8 hours a day, you know, not including, you know, when I send him to go walk his dog because I need 20 minutes. But we get frustrated as parents, and it's hard for the adult leaders who aren't familiar with it, who aren't day-to-day with it, and who also have 40 other boys to deal with, to be able to effectively work with these guys and give them what they need. If we, as the parents and the other people who are in the know, who are familiar with the disorder and what works, what doesn't, if we don't share our knowledge with them, they can't succeed as scout leaders. So my ticket item is to help impart that knowledge, to empower leaders to make this a good program for our guys.
What I found a lot in dealing with a lot of different leaders and hearing different stories is that a lot of leaders don't know the difference between what a sensory issue is and what a behavioral issue is, because they look
right.
So similar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and a lot of times if you take care of the sensory issue, that will take care of the behavioral issue.
Exactly. But at the same time, the way that we look at scouting, you know, we do have the sensory issues, the behavior issues, but this is training for when they grow up. Unfortunately, they're not going to be boys and teenagers and scouters, you know, with their whole lives. They're going to have to go out and get jobs, have families, work in the real world, and deal with people who are difficult. And so I think that the Boy Scouts for Alex, despite the difficult times, has been a really, it's been a proving ground for him, where he has to, even when he can't behave, he still has to. And that's been one of the hardest parts as a parent, is to go in there with the attitude that the Asperger's is a reason for why he may misbehave or act out or say something, but we can never let it be an excuse for his behavior. He's got to practice getting through it. And unfortunately, you know, it's kind of a blessing and a curse that he is as high functioning as he is, because it's like the old nursery rhyme. You know, there was a little girl and she had a little curl right in the middle of her forehead. And when she was good, she was very, very good. But when she was bad, she was horrid. And so with Alex, he's fantastic when he's one-on-one. He's helpful. He's first guy to go out there and get chairs or flags or help out or vacuum or whatnot. But then when somebody sets him off, it's like, oh, my goodness. Alex, what'd you say? How could you say that? What'd you do? But this is where he needs to practice being able to hold it together, to reset himself when we have a bad moment, because someday he's going to be among people who don't know what he's going through. And,
right.
You know, it's difficult. That's the hardest part, I think, for me as a parent and such, is watching him try to navigate this and just realizing how hard it is for him. So if I can help him out by helping leaders, and, you know, as we let these leaders know, who let the boys know, who go out and grow up and are going to be part of the society that he needs to deal with as he grows up, then this extends even beyond scouting.
No, I totally agree. One of the things that a scoutmaster once told me was, scouting is a place where boys can have a safe place to fail. And I thought about that for a while, and it's like, okay, yeah, you know, they can go in scouting and have, if they fail, that's fine, because they have the support to be able to learn from those failures. And,
I love
okay. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Oh, no, I apologize for interrupting. I was just saying that I love that. It's a safe place to fail, because, yes, we're all going to, every one of us makes mistakes, and very few of us have a safe place to do that. If you mess up at work, you're in danger of being fired. If you mess up in, you know, society, then you have those repercussions as well. But in scouts, you mess up, That's all right. This is we're going to teach you how to not mess up next time, whether it's making a fire or being a patrol leader.
One of the scoutmasters once told me also, yeah, we expect the boys to fail. We're looking for them to fail because once they fail, it's how they react to the failure and how they overcome those failures will really truly lead to great leadership
exactly.
as well. So.
And they have to learn that it's all right to fail as long as you learn from it and move forward, keep moving forward.
I find with my son, my oldest son especially, who has Asperger's, he has a hard time with the failure part of it because he wants to be perfect and wants to have everything fall into line. And if it doesn't, that's when he tends to get very frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if that's the same with Alex or not.
It definitely is. Let's, you know, let's get it right the first time because this is how it's supposed to be done, and we know that's how it's supposed to be done. So it's very frustrating for them when they can't live up to their own expectations.
Absolutely. Are there any things, any wisdom, wise advice that you'd love to share with any of the other leaders or scout parents that may be listening?
Yeah, let me share a real quick anecdote. It'll sound like it's about me at first, but it ties in. One of our favorite scouting stories is we were on a camp out a couple of years ago up in the woods, and Alex and I were sharing a tent on the edge of our campsite. And in the middle of the night, I wake up to this noise. And you start thinking to yourself, well, maybe it's a fox. And the noise keeps going on. No. Skunks? No. And then there's this shuffling and dragging. And I start thinking to myself, I'm not sure what a bear sounds like. But if I had to guess, and about this time Alex is waking up next to me, what's going on? And I whisper, put on your shoes. What? Put on your shoes. I can't. Why not? I'm not wearing any pants. He hadn't packed jammy pants when he packed up. Stay here. So I grab his little mess kit with the 6-inch dishes and the lantern, and I go out of the tent and around the back, and the bear is right there, like 6 feet from me. So I start banging the dishes and yelling and chase the bear off. And people were, you know, hailing me as, you know, oh, the brave mom, the hero of the camp and such, for chasing the bear off and such. And it's occurred to me recently that Alex, my son, is the bravest boy I know because he faces the bear every day. He knows he can hear outside, you know, the tent of his experiences. He knows that when he goes to those scout meetings that somebody is going to growl at him, is going to hurt him, is going to make him feel uncomfortable. And he goes every week, despite the way he feels, despite the fact that he knows that at some point he is probably going to be absolutely miserable, but he sees the greater goal. He knows that he still sees that scouting itself is positive, is character building, is what he wants to be a part of. And he wants to get that eagle. He's a couple of merit badges and a project away. And, you know, so he faces the bear every day. And I think that's what we need to remember as parents when we get frustrated because there's been another incident or, well, you know, it's like, why can't you hold it together? You held it together yesterday. It's like, you know, if we have those meltdowns or breakdowns, and it can be very easy to get frustrated or embarrassed or, you know, discouraged sometimes as parents too. But if you remember that these guys are doing it, they're out there every single day facing that bear and still moving forward when a lot of us would just probably be hiding at home, I think that's something to remember and to make us really, really proud of our boys.
That's an awesome story. That totally relates to a lot of different aspects, especially when it comes back to the bullying and other aspects of scouting, which unfortunately it's kind of shouldn't take place, but does. That's a lot of good, well well words of wisdom, if you will.
Right.
So how are you coming on your wood badge ticket so far for the diversity?
I'm making some good progress. Right after I got back from wood badge, I miraculously, shall we say, divine providence found your program and your organization. And you have been kind enough to send me some of your training materials, which I'm looking forward to incorporating. I've also found out about the special needs district here in Denver, which I was unaware of before, and have had the opportunity to go to their very first district roundtable and meet the people there and learn more about what they're doing and the training that they're offering. The University of Scouting that we had in October, which provided a lot of different, you know, courses all within one day for leaders, everything from merit badge counselor training to, you know, forming troops and being scoutmasters. I took the commissioner training just on a lark. It looked like something that was interesting and would be something that would give me some more information about what goes on behind the scenes in scouting on the higher administrative levels. And I have since learned that the special needs district here might need some additional district or commissioners, unit commissioners. So that might be a way, too, that I can help go out to other troops and present training, give guidance and support to leaders and parents. So it's definitely progressing forward. You know, like everything else, I wish I had more time to spend on it between homeschool and client work and trying to get a couple hours sleep still each night. But it's
coming. Having that 1 hour a week left over to for your own personal time, right? I was told the scouting is one hour a week, and they don't tell you that's what's left over.
Definitely. I think it's for our poor scoutmaster, God bless him. I think it's 1 hour per week per boy.
And that's a lot of boys. You have a very large troop. I thought we have about 45 boys in our troop, and I thought that was pretty large, but that's a big troop that you have there. So as far as you think that, are there any other boys in your troop that you think that may be on the spectrum that kind of are having similar issues, or because I know you said Alex was the only one that you knew of that was diagnosed. Is there anyone that other boys that you can see that are struggling like that as well?
A couple of boys, a couple of parents even. But the thing that I can usually pick them out, I've found, because I like them. It seems like every boy, every child nowadays has some issue going on, some label, some medical or emotional thing that everybody's dealing with. Asperger's, if you're going to have something, we say Asperger's is the thing to have. It makes him cool. You see these guys and you can tell they're thinking differently than the rest of the guys are. And they'll talk about things, and it's like, I didn't think of that way. That's kind of a cool point of view. And you can see these guys, and sometimes they're just having troubles because it's just loud. And you can tell the guys that come up to me and say, you know, I wish they'd just be quiet, or they're supposed to be sitting. Why aren't they sitting? And, you know, why isn't anybody paying attention to the leaders? They're being disrespectful. They're not being scouts and such. But you could pick out the ones, and like I said, I like those scouts. I think that they're some of the best ones out there, and I want to see them get the chance to succeed, get the chance to enjoy this, because scouting is fun. I'm probably having more fun than Alex as a Boy Scout. I love being a Boy Scout.
I can relate to that as well. So I have a tiger cub now, and we went bowling last night and with our den, and it was just amazing watching the boys interact. And my youngest has more classic autism, but just him just having a good time and being with his buddies, it's just such a neat thing to see.
Isn't it fun to see them get to be boys?
Absolutely.
And
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I apologize. I was just going to say that I asked Alex What do you feel has been your biggest success in scouting so far? And his response was making a friend.
That's awesome.
And this year he had his very first sleepover where he was invited to someone else's house, just him, because that boy wanted to spend time with him. And this guy's not on autistic spectrum. He's, you know, just regular scout, but he recognizes that there's something cool about Alex, and he likes playing the same, you know, Settlers of Catan board games and Wii bowling and different stuff, you know, but for us, that was a huge thing. 17 years old, and that boy finally got invited over for a sleepover with his best friend.
That's
and,
awesome.
Yeah, it totally is.
A couple of weeks ago, we had a Girl Scout, Mary Grace, on the program, and she has Asperger's, and I asked her what her biggest, you know, thing about scouting was, and it came back to she was able to make friends, and
mm-hmm.
and I hear that time and time again from you know, scout moms and scouts that's really a huge thing for them, because that's something that they've been able to cling on to. And for my oldest son, when he was a bear, he made a friend right away who's very much like him, and to this day, he's now in eighth grade. He has the very same friend, and they've been friends ever since. And because of scouting.
That's fantastic.
I would love to have Alex put on an invitation to you. I'd love to have Alex come on if he'd ever want to come on and have his own show. We like to do what's called Inspiration from the Spectrum, where we just have scouts come on and talk about scouting, whatever they want to talk about. It's basically a celebration of them and whatever they would like to talk about. So I'd love to have Alex come on at some point if he'd like to. If you ever want to come back, you're more than welcome to come back. We have a couple more minutes left. If there's any other thing that you'd like to share, I'll give you a couple more minutes.
Well, thank you, John. I would definitely extend that invitation to Alex. We've had a couple of rough weeks with the troop and such, so he's not feeling super positive about it, but we'll, you know, he's making some progress with the Eagle final merit badges and trying to get somebody to help out with his project and such. So as we move forward, I'll see if he wants to come on and be interviewed. But yeah, first of all, I really would just want to thank you for all that you're doing to help our guys out. This is a great resource. As you said, we've got over 10,000 listens to the podcast now, so the word is getting out. And I think as people are hearing these podcasts, hearing the successes, sharing the struggles, that they're also sharing it with the two or three people they know who need to hear this. I think not just those of us who are in the fight, but also the scout leaders need a resource like this. The national BSA people need a resource like this to bring light onto this subject. Our guys feel very isolated, and I think as parents sometimes we feel isolated too. We're constantly on the watch for our boys. We're constantly having to stick up for them, to discipline them, to guide them through, and it's nice to know that we're not alone. It's nice to know that there's people out there fighting for us and trying to make things easier and just share the joys and share the burden. I think it was Plato or Socrates. Someone said, "Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle." And I think we just need to remember that with everybody that we meet, not just our guys, but it's given me a lot more empathy with, you know, people even in the grocery store. You see someone who's just being cranky or whatnot, it's like you don't know what they're dealing with. If it's something just that day or something for their whole lives that they've been fighting with, and today it just got the better of them. And I think we just need to remember that as we go through our daily lives.
Well, thank you so much. We're looking, 2013 is actually looking already really bright for our program. Like I say, we have a big announcement coming up in a couple weeks, which is really going to have national impact. So we're looking forward to that. And again, Don, thank you very much, and you have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you, John. Thank you very, very much, and you too.
I want to thank everyone, and have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to Autism and Scouting Radio, your source for acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment within the autism and Asperger's Scouting communities. To listen to archives of previous broadcasts, visit www.autismempowerment.org and click on the Autism Empowerment Radio tab or visit our Autism and Scouting page. Thank you so much for listening.
Have a great day, everyone.